back. WNST, Towson, Baltimore. And Baltimore Positive. We're positively doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We're at Fadley's at the world-famous Lexington Market. I love where you position me here, Damien, because I can look out and see, since 1782. So yeah. I know how long it's been here. Since 1919, Cole Roofing. Bill Cole is here. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Bill has number 18 here. He hasn't scratched it yet, but Marty Gary's going to get one. He's going to talk fish here later on. And I've got lottery tickets to give away all summer long. We're going to be at Coco's in 2 weeks. We're going to be at Shannon's in Halethorpe soon. We are going to be at Costas on the 3rd, celebrating 25 years in Drug City on the 4th, celebrating 25 years in just a month. 4th of July weekend, fishing, the bay, Lexington Market, the city, and crab cakes. Bill Cole, of course, sponsors all of our community stuff here. So you hadn't ever had the Fadley's crab cake.
Baltimore City Public Schools trash truck drive by.
Okay.
Why does Baltimore City Public Schools have a trash truck?
Separately than the other trash trucks?
Yeah.
Have no idea.
Does that make sense to anyone? I'm going to investigate that.
This is why I have Cole really on the show. He takes over. He's looking out the window at Patrick Street.
I'm looking at it. Yeah, I see the, and then it's truck? Like, what kind of truck is that? Oh, it's a trash truck. Okay.
I'm trying to promote her crab cake. You're talking about trash
trucks. So here's the observation I just made.
All right.
So I never really order crab cakes when I go anywhere. This is not a thing.
I was telling you in the last segment. I'm in New York. Why would I? Like, I was thinking, you were saying, let's ship all the meat up to New York. I'm thinking, I wouldn't know what's in a crab cake in New York because I would never order it.
Yeah.
Literally.
Well, they're not shipping that much up there now.
Okay.
I'm not even necessarily referring to, like, I definitely wouldn't do it out of Maryland.
Right.
But even in Maryland, it's just, like, if I'm picking, that was never really my pick.
You'll take a steak, you'll take a pork chop.
Sure.
Pork chops,
I love a good pork chop. But my assumption is that if somewhere earlier in my life I would have experienced this crab cake, I would continue to search for that, and I would order it all the time, thinking that it's going to be as wonderful as this was. I'd be disappointed every time. But that experience. So you have one earlier in your life and you're not all that excited about it. Goes down the list.
Like an oyster.
I'll take a good pork chop every day, you know. And now I'm like, I understand.
Even ChatGPT said if you have one place to get a crab cake, it would be Fadley's.
Did it? Does
yes.
it really?
Yes.
That is awesome.
So we have more organic material out there.
That is so good.
My
son is currently doing a research project around AI's interpretation of economic models. So I guess the theory is like if ChatGPT is going to give you advice somehow related to the economy, what's the backstory that its data is built on?
Right.
So he's going to love when I tell him that it's picking the crab cake location. And that, I mean, that's just such life-changing
stuff.
I got to
have ChatGPT. If you're going to listen to one radio show in Baltimore, it's got to be mine, right?
right. Well, see, and apparently, though,
one
the AI
show.
Model doesn't use advertising. So it's got to be organic material. It's got to be people saying
or
how many articles are
travel.
Written or whatever.
Yeah,
exactly.
Sure.
It can't be how many ads you bought.
Well, listen, I don't think I told you this. I told him this, and it was before we were on the air. I lived downtown for 19 years, and I probably was in here 3 times a year eating your crab cake because 3 times a year her father would come to town. And not that I wouldn't take them out to the suburbs to a place or whatever, but living downtown, they want to walk somewhere.
Right.
They want to go to a game, whatever. You were the only place I would take, literally the only place. And I'd say, we're going to walk to an old market. You're going to see fried chicken. We're going to get a crab cake. That's why we're taking you. And people were always, we would always walk through the front and come up through the market. I didn't even know this door was here until 5 years ago, honestly. I'm not from the west side. Why would I enter from the west side? I'm from the east side. So,
because that's where the parking lot is.
But I ate your crab cakes all these years, and I never really put, is it fried? Is it broiled? What makes it so good? What's in it? What's the slurry? Until, you know, 5-6 years ago, I started doing the show here every month, and then the economy went boom, and Trump, and the city, and the and like all that. And I'm like, the crab cake tour, the interesting part of it is, you can explore everywhere. Nobody's going to do it your way, because your way is like your way. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, literally, you got pissed at somebody because they had a Fadley's name on their crab cake, didn't they?
Oh, they did it in a restaurant. We went to a
She's
restaurant in
She's never told this story
Charleston.
In the air. Listen to this. This is an amazing story, dude.
We went to a very nice white tablecloth restaurant in Charleston, just outside of Charleston on Kiowa Island. And we sit down. There's eight of us. We sit down, open the menu, and it says Fadley's Famous Jumbo Lump Crab Cakes. That was their at the top of their printed menu.
Were they ordering them and you shipping them to them?
Right.
So it's homage, right?
Right.
Except that you're still here doing it.
Exactly. And we do ship. They could have bought them from me, but they didn't.
You could have done a deal.
Was it a decent crab cake or was it just awful?
It was a decent crab cake, but it wasn't ours. And apparently the chef had come up here, fell in love with ours, and then wanted to mimic it.
Right.
But I, as I told the manager, it was funny because a friend of mine had a Fadley shirt on, and we're sitting there, and he said to the waiter came over. He says, "I think we might have a little problem," and the waiter looks down, looks at the shirt, and goes, "Uh-oh, I'll get the manager." So I did. I said, "I'm very flattered." You know, on one hand, I'm very flattered, but we do have some trademark issues here. You can't just use our name and not have our product. So they did take it off the next day. But it was interesting that somebody was actually trying to get away with that.
And they didn't do the deal just to keep it.
No.
Get them shipped.
No. They put Maryland style on there, I think.
Yeah, right.
Well, this is where I want to bring you in, because Marty Gary's going to be here. I don't even know his title. He's the fish guy around here, the seafood guy. Out on the waters, and you have talked so much about True Blue and Maryland crab, and you sent me all over the state 2 summers ago doing a crab cake tour, and there were places that had True Blue in the window, and there were places that didn't. There are places that sell famous crab cakes here in this area, in this region, when the minute I taste the meat, not only is it not Maryland, it's not even the same species of crab, right?
Correct.
And we talked about this, that some places can serve a softball crab cake for $16.95 and have these big things of lump, but that's
that stuff they call crab stick, you're telling me
No.
You're telling me that's not Maryland crab? Come on.
I've even heard some people using fish, but most of it is either from the west coast of Mexico and all the way over to Asia, Indonesia. Like, Phillips has a packing plant in Indonesia. It is a blue swimmer crab. It is not a blue crab. So they're two different species.
Mm. And they taste different.
Yes. And they're an ocean crab. It gets bigger. Our crabs never get that big. Not anymore. We're between everything that's eating them in the Chesapeake Bay and us eating them. They never get that large. So we're not getting any colossal lumps.
This is what I learned a couple years ago, Bill, that we don't, in any way, there would be no way in the world that Maryland and our bay and our tributaries could possibly produce enough crabs that you could have a Maryland crab cake in other places. And you are very specific in your, and when you get a crab cake here in December when it's out of season, which a billion people do. Bruce Zimmerman is like a nephew to her, pitcher for the Orioles. I came in here with a mask on 2 years ago. He's at that table stuffing boxes.
Right. He's pitching for the Orioles. Right.
Sure.
And he's helping them pack boxes because they do so much shipping. The whole pasteurization I mean, I've learned so much about this, but just growing up and throwing a chicken neck off the pier over in Back River or over in, in Dundalk on the Bear Creek, which I did when I was a kid, or little cages to catch crabs, we just grew up with it, and we think it's so special to us.
It is so special.
And it needs to be hugged specially to
us. Yes, and we only have this short 6-month season, if that. You know, it's determined by the Department of Natural Resources each year. You know, when we can take the first crab out, when the first crab, you know, the last crab can be pulled. And it's highly regulated, and for good reason. But it makes it that much more special. Because we can't get it 365 days a year. That's why I told you there's pasteurization, there's blast freezing, there's other ways that we collect up crab through the fall to make sure that we can put some in each one, and then the rest is, you know, from the Gulf and even the tip of Venezuela, which is the same species.
I'm Venezuelan, so when I see Venezuelan meat, I know enough to know
That's it's the same crab. Species.
It's the same crab.
So
now it won't taste the same because of the salination of our water, are the brackish waters that we have.
And we have, if you look at
our
can of crab meat,
are sweeter.
Yeah, and you look at our can of crab meat, and you look at a Venezuelan can. The Venezuelan can is completely white and washed, and our can is full of fat and eggs and everything else. You got the orange and the yellow and the green running through it, and that's what gives it all the flavor.
Especially the orange.
And it's better. I know, I love the orange.
Yeah, the orange is where you get it.
My impression is that, like, no one pretty much knows anything that we just talked about. Like,
a lot of people
don't understand.
That's why I do this.
Right. Okay, but my real question from the business standpoint is do they care?
They do when they taste it. It's amazing. My mom, it's her favorite thing to sit in here. And we get probably 70% of our business is tourism.
Okay.
Because, again, they get on the internet.
Right.
They see, okay, this is authentic Baltimore. We're coming here. We will get people from Russia, and then you got people sitting next to them from England, and then you got people from all over the country. They're bringing their families, and they're driving up and down the coast, and they literally come off of 95, come in here, have
Bill,
a crab
cake. I've rarely been in here, and I'm honest to God. I usually leave here at lunchtime, 12:30, 1 o'clock to get out of your way, wrapping up. I have rarely been in here when I haven't seen somebody bring a roller bag in here.
Yes, right. There's like
on their way to the airport.
On their way to or from.
Right. Yes, sure. Literally. Yes. And so they do. They just Uber from the airport, which is another reason why I chose Catonsville, because it's so close to the airport.
Sure.
And the tourism is so important to our business. But they will come in here and they will have one of these and they just go, oh my God.
Right.
This is what it's supposed to be. This is what it's supposed
Every
to
time.
Taste like. Yeah. And
one thing about you, man, these are consistent crab cakes.
That's another thing. You know, Nancy's for consistency. You have to keep it the same. You have to keep it the
same.
I've
never had
time.
A crab cake and it didn't taste exactly the same as the last time I was in here. Even the way you cook it, I try to get you to cook it a little more because I like a little crispier.
And we say no.
Yeah.
We tell them no. Sorry.
So do you, in the idea of competitors, there's all these other places that make crab cakes. So people are buying crab cakes there instead of here. What is a bigger limiting factor for you? Other people selling crab cakes or the fact that crab cakes are a premium item and only so many people can afford to eat crab cakes?
It never bothers us that other people are selling crab cakes. Everybody's going to, you know, have their own flair and do what they do. Nobody can feed everybody. You know, McDonald's can't give everybody a burger.
Right.
I don't think when people come in here, they will, especially because a lot of it is tourists, they will splurge.
Right.
The locals have to, you know, the locals will come in here. We've got people that will come in here once a week. We've got people who come in here once a month.
Right.
And they will splurge for it because they know the difference. They know when they taste it. They know what they're getting. They know the quality.
And you'd have a really hard time replicating this at home because the slurry's just, I know it's got some kind of mustard in it, but that's all I know.
But you can buy that. Yeah, I can sell you we sell them $6.95 a half pint.
Sauce. I'll come get yours.
Yeah.
People, that's the thing about me. I haven't made a crab cake at home since this tour started.
Yeah.
I literally have not.
You don't have to.
I was given 1 pound of crab meat by Chad the Crab Man down at Al's in Essex at the end of the crab cake, the end of the end of the crab cake tour 2 years ago, and we took it. He had a television gig, so he had a whole, like, couple pounds of meat. I dumped it in crab soup. It's the only crab meat I've had. Oh, my wife made a thing that was it was the best vat of crab soup ever. I had her put the kitchen sink in it. There was cabbage in there. There was bacon in there. There was okra in there. There was peas in there. There were green beans in there. There was white corn
in
there.
It's not crab soup.
Woo!
What he just described is not crab soup. Just want to clarify.
It's some sort of crab soup.
Sounds wonderful.
Sounds delicious.
Sounds delicious, but it is not crab soup.
Venezuelan,
just so you know.
Maryland crab soup.
Like, I think the differentiator is the bacon.
Yeah, right.
If you put bacon in your crab soup, it's no longer crab soup.
On the Eastern Shore, they would use the Smithfield ham, the salty ham.
Ham's okay.
The little chunks of salty ham.
It has to have a bacon.
A ham hock or something like that.
It has to have a smoke thing to it. Trust me.
Down on the Eastern Shore, the salty ham was a big thing.
I'm going to tell you what my mother put bacon in.
So let me tell you what my mother would tell you, Bill Cole.
You don't know what's good.
No, this is not a determination about good versus not good. it's about
the more you talk, the more crab cake I get.
Trueness, right? Legitimate. Right, right, that's right, so. That's the debate I'm having, and I'm not I don't really. You know, I can't comment on that.
If it tastes good,
really
it is
know.
Good.
So,
and here's the other thing he learned: room temperature is good. You get more flavor.
So her mom gave me a whole lecture.
Okay.
About
not
this,
too
this
hot,
here.
Not overheating.
So this is the leftover remnants of what's left, and you'd say, "Well, we made this crab cake 30, 40 minutes ago. It's room temperature. Let me heat it up for you." No, no, no. It tastes better when it's cold. Not cold, room temperature. You actually taste
the crab.
You taste it. Okay. It's like drinking a stout or a red wine. You know, you wouldn't want the red wine chilled because the flavor would be different.
Right. And it's the same thing with a crab cake.
Although I do love them fried. You know this about me. You got any more questions for Damien? Because I love when you host the show because you think of things to ask I don't think of. And then I learn stuff.
After I got him, I do want to say one thing. After I got you to try the oysters, now you're going to do an oyster tour, aren't you?
You have been inspired.
Yes.
You asked her about the competitive thing.
He admitted he's going to do that.
Listen, you asked her about the competitive thing, and I got to stay in business too, and I do business with Costas, Pappas, places around town. It's fine. I move around. She's the one that inspired all of this because people would ask me all the time, what's your favorite crab cake or the best crab cake? And she knows this. You go to the east side of town, there's going to be a whole lot more Old Bay in that crab cake. It's just going to be it's going to be saltier. It leans more toward my parents making claw meat, fried, like little hockey pucks.
Yeah.
I had Rick Vaughn on the show last week, and one of my favorite crab cakes is the one that tastes like my mother's, which was the press box at Memorial Stadium. They had a fryer, and they fried them, and they were like little hot. The same crab cakes you got at the Leaning Tower Pizza behind home plate with their little fried crab cakes and mustard packets, right? Delicious. Not this,
right.
But delicious.
Right.
There's a place in Annapolis. It's a pub, Davis's Pub, and they serve that crab cake. That's not this. It's totally different. It'd be like saying I want a teriyaki steak or I want a garlic pepper. It's the same thing, but it's not the same. And because of her and this and people asking me and saying, which one's your favorite? I'm like, go eat them all.
Right.
So that's kind of, to me, as the crab cake tour, I'm like, I'm eating them all. And my dude at Spirits West, now, look, it's not like Fadley's or whatever, but, you know, don't be hard on me. And I'm like, I'm not grading your crab cake. It's delicious.
Right.
It's your family recipe.
Right.
You know who screwed all this up? Zimmern's the one that really he and I have had a fight on YouTube. Gary Vaynerchuk was witness to this. Zimmern and I got taught my crab cakes. No, it was actually Santonio Holmes, worse than Vaynerchuk, a stealer. Santonio Holmes was in this conversation, and I said to Zimmern, I'm from Maryland. This is before I did the crab cake tour, and I think he plugged you. I think he might have plugged Costas, too. I lost my hat. He plugged some places in town, but he's like, there's only one way to make a crab cake. Only one way. Nah, 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 and that's crab cake. And I'm like, dude, stop. You're acting like a guy on TV that's never been to Maryland. It's a billion ways. It's like you pissing on my crab soup. What's wrong with you? Come on. It's delicious.
I know. You're just not listening.
It's just not traditional.
I use fire roasted tomatoes
the question
in my
is
crab
the traditional.
Soup. If I
what
use fire roasted tomatoes in my crab soup, is that too Gucci for you?
Yes. That does. Like, it's
no,
fine.
No, it makes it taste
no,
good.
No, no. Remember what we started with. Remember where we started. We started from this humble beginning,
classic.
Right? This humble beginning of using the resources that were available to us to make something out of something that we might not have even used otherwise.
Listen, you're like saying that my mother making the fried crab cake with the crappy crab meat is the only way I should eat crab cakes the rest of my life.
Don't be dissing the claw meat. I love the claw meat.
Me too.
I love sweet
again.
Claw meat.
That's legitimate, right? That's your universe. That's the way you did it. That's the way she did it. That's wonderful.
You can make
wonderful.
$1 billion.
That's wonderful.
Your Catonsville location. If you offer the poor man the Dundalk crab cake and you take claw meat and you
if
fancy
I can
it
find
all
somebody
up,
to pick the claws. That's our problem right now. We can't get Maryland claw meat. Nobody's picking claws.
Well, it would be interesting if there were like three different crab cake options.
Right. Yes. Which is what we used to have here. We used to have a claw.
Like the original.
Regular, and then the big one.
And then, like, you know, the deep fried hockey puck. And yeah.
I love them
so
all.
So we have two different styles.
And then
styles.
The bougie, yeah. like,
I'll tell you the broiled, crab cakes that I like, don't like.
We'll use all the fancy stuff in this
I
one.
I know the difference when it's foreign meat. When it's not, yeah. not foreign. Foreign's the wrong word. When it's a foreign creature. When it's not a blue crab.
Correct.
I taste the difference immediately.
Yeah.
And then I don't want to be gross.
That's because you've had enough.
I don't want to be gross.
You know what else we do?
The after effects of that in the hours and the day after that, it's a completely different experience than...
TMI.
But I'm telling you, it makes me a little sick. Like, it makes me not right. And I know the difference, so I don't eat those crab cakes.
How about, like, one of those, like, bars where we all sit around and there's, like, a window... And the guy's, like, making your crab cake, like, with the one, you know, like, there's, like, five different crab
cakes.
She does that
right
here.
That's
what she does. That's what we do right here. You get to see it made.
Right. But at that place, we need to sell, like, $12 beer, right? And they sit at the bar, and they get to watch, you know, printing it. Because, you know, everything's got to be an experience.
Yes. Yeah,
it's got to be an experience.
Which is actually what we're doing in the new market. We are having a crab. You know how they have the window to making the fudge?
Yep.
We will have the window where you're making the crab cakes.
Okay. That's so that will be,
that's it. Yeah,
because
yeah.
that's what we do here. That's one of the things
that
people like
happened.
When they come in.
It is.
Is they watch us making them. They watch them go into the fryer, go onto their tray. Nothing is behind a wall. You watch it all happen. And you could say, oh, can I get extra this or that on there? And they do it for you.
Would you give me extra tomatoes if I wanted them?
Absolutely.
God,
I know she
good.
Loves the tomato salad.
They are really good.
But you get to watch all day long that he'll be making crab cakes here.
Yeah.
And we're going to repeat that in the new Lexington market. We're going to have an area where you're going to watch the whole
show. I just saw the sign for deviled eggs.
Oh, yeah, we got deviled eggs.
So
we'll get you some deviled eggs.
So where are you at on deviled eggs?
Like, they're all different,
right
too,
there,
right?
Right there. We just
that's
on your
but, like, that's, like, core meal, right?
Paprika on the top?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. So, you know, I don't like deviled eggs, but that's okay. You got
really?
Mine. You got mine.
Oh,
hey, Ramel. Can you bring me a couple deviled eggs?
We're going to take a break. I got to get rid of you. It's 10 o'clock. You got to go do rooms.
I do.
Tell everybody what you do. Tell Damie what you do on the airplane ride, like... Like, she does this sexy crab cake thing in 150
years. It's kind of depressing, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. You do roofs.
Right.
It's a dirty job.
I do the thing that no one wants to really talk about or have to deal with.
Until you get a flood over the weekend.
But even then, it's like a super crisis. And it's
Saturday afternoon, I'm texting Billy, and I'm like, this is a mess.
Yes.
My wife was a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah. A leaking roof is no fun.
It's a good thing my wife can work a shovel.
I have about 20 buckets at 720.
But this engineering thing doesn't work out for my wife. I'm going to send her over to you.
There's so much. There's so much to talk about there.
Here for the show.
Oh yeah.
See, I wouldn't eat that. I mean,
really?
It's just not my thing. But
no.
Do you not like eggs in general?
I was tortured by this stuff as a kid from my mom.
You know, no, I mean, look.
Salad, I don't eat it. Potato salad, I don't eat it.
So deviled eggs at a cookout.
Yeah, I know. I didn't like.
They're the first things to go.
Right.
Like, you can't make enough. I made so many deviled eggs like two or three weeks ago, and they were gone.
Maybe it's because they were deviled
planned,
eggs.
I had planned I was going to have them all week. Like, that's how many I made. But because you grab them and you can pop them in, you
and
know, every
so
time you walk by.
And they're so labor-intensive that my father said, stop doing the deviled eggs. And my mother said, are you kidding me? You know, we're going to keep doing the deviled eggs.
But this is another item that when you go to a really expensive restaurant.
This is a bougie item.
Yes.
This is a bougie item.
Yes.
Yeah.
But again, it's that, what do we talk about with the crab cake?
Right.
Like, these humble beginnings, this, like, root of all goodness. Like, deviled eggs are made with love, right?
Yep.
And that's why people like them.
And homemade salads. Our homemade salads are wonderful.
Shrimp salad. Sign me up.
Yeah. Right.
I'm going to break.
Pickle
I'm going to let you in. You got to get the roof. Tell me what you do.
Yeah, yeah. Commercial roofing.
Solar,
commercial solar. Yeah. I mean, we've just...
Oh, good. You and I are going to talk about solar.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Is that good, or you want me to tell you more? I mean, we do repairs, we do schools, we do shopping centers,
radio stations,
we do restaurants, whatever. We're just problem solvers.
He's on the front of Baltimore Positive. She is on Baltimore Positive every single day. Our friends at Window Nation have sent us out on the road to eat deviled eggs and crab cakes, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to be all over the state later on in the summer with 25 oysters in 25 days, all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery as well. Marty Gary is here. He is the fish man around here. I'm going to honor him by having some shrimp salad here, some jumbo Texas shrimp here. We're going to talk about Maryland oysters and Maryland fish and the catfish that are angering her and pickeries on the Eastern Shore. And me and Dan Rodericks and waiters out on the North Potomac River outside of Williamsport, Maryland, near Luke, Maryland. We'll do that. Bill Cole's out. Damien's going to hang around. Marty's here. We're at Fadley's celebrating summertime, 25 years of WNST. We are AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking Baltimore. Positive.